Welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast.
Here's a sneak peek into what we're going to cover in this week's episode of the Echo Tips Podcast. What versions are available?
I have 5 versions with full audio narration: King James Version, English Standard Version, The Message, New International Version, and New Living Translation. What version would you like to use?
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Echo Tips Podcast this week. This week we're dusting off an oldie but a goodie, and that is connected with skills on your Amazon Echo, in particular, the ability to read Bible passages from different types of Bibles, different skills, using Kindle, using Audible, different mechanisms for doing that. I have many students in the past that have asked how to do that, and so we're dusting off an oldie but a goodie from episode 176 dealing with that very issue. Now, before we delve into that in any great detail, I will mention for our new listeners who are listening for the very first time and wondering what this show is all about, welcome. I'm the host of the show. My name is David Ward. I'm an assistive technology instructor with the New Vision program at Goodwill, based here in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Southwest Virginia. And you'll find that the Echo Tips Podcast is a weekly podcast in its 7th season with a back catalog of over 300 episodes dealing with everything you can imagine with your Amazon Echo or A-Lady devices. And that's, I'm saying A-Lady so I don't trip your Echo at home, if that's the wake word you have selected. And so we cover home automation, applications for young people, parents, caregivers, seniors, security applications, watching videos, all sorts of different applications and scenarios. So by all means, check out our back catalog. But today, as I mentioned, we'll be dealing with how to look up different types of Bible passages and things like that. Now, as I said, this is an older, we're delving back into our archives and bringing back forward this episode. If you have any thoughts or suggestions about future episodes, you're always welcome to reach out to us at info@goodwillvalleyswithans.com or on Facebook or Twitter at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. All right, one more final reminder. If you have an Amazon Echo in hearing distance of my voice, you may want to mute its ears. We'll be going to the demos here in a little bit, and I don't want it to necessarily trigger your Echo at home, and those things can hear you all the way across the house. So just give everybody a chance to do that. While you're doing that, we're going to go to a brief message about our podcast, then we'll be right back with our core subject for this week.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a nonprofit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.
All right, so going way back, one of the skills that I shared, and this is so much better than the days of having cassette tapes of the Bible and trying to flip around, and oh my goodness, it was just so much work. But now with the Echo, you can just do amazing things. And this is a free skill. It's called the Bible App skill. That's kind of an oxymoron. It's a little bit of a Turduncan naming convention there, because skills are apps on the Echo, basically. That's the nomenclature of apps on the Amazon Echo. So it's kind of like Bible App skill. It's kind of like doubling up its name. But nonetheless, it's pretty cool. And you'll find this exact same skill, although I think the way you invoke it is differently, on the Google Assistant as well. Now, it has five different Bibles that are fully narrated with an actual professional readers in studio, which is super, super cool. And you can generally, I think in pretty much all of them, navigate by chapter and verse, which is super, super powerful. The ability to jump right into a particular verse and hear it. So let's just open this up real quick and get some features of this. Alexa, open the Bible app skill.
Handing off to YouVersion Bible by Life.Church. Welcome to YouVersion Bible.
Ta-da.
What would you like me to read?
What versions are available?
I have five versions with full audio narration. King James Version, English Standard Version, The Message, New International Version, and New Living Translation. What version would you like to use?
English Standard.
From now on, I'll read to you from the English Standard Version. What can I read for you?
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
Genesis 1, verse 1.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Ta-da! All right, so super cool feature there. I love how it just pops out that one single verse. Now, what I would typically do, say I'm doing something and I need to check something or want to hear it from a different translation, I would just usually give a very succinct command, something like this, in one string. I wouldn't just open the skill. I would say, Alexa, ask the Bible app to read Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5.
Handing off to YouVersion Bible by Life.Church. Matthew 5, verse 5.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Okay, so I just find that really quick and succinct. Now, obviously, you could say a chapter and not specify a verse, and it'll read the entire chapter. Or you could say the Bible book, and it would just read the entire book. Now, if you went in there and you also asked for help, it would give you more information about different features the skill has, including one, I believe, which is some sort of Bible reading assistance program. Now, I think that might require you to set up a free account where it tethers and keeps track of, where you left off in chapter 6 yesterday, and now you're picking up with chapter 7. So feel free to check that out to find out a little more about that. But this is one I use all the time. Okay, so now we're going to look at another one, and this contains the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures, and this is the JW.org skill. And you can invoke it the same way. You just say open JW.org, or you could say ask JW.org to read, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. So either one of those ways. There is kind of a unique feature of these audio recordings. This Bible hasn't been completed in its updated form, a revised English revision from 2013. But all the main Bible books that have been, especially I think most of the New Testament, especially the Gospels, one of the cool things about it is it contains, it has different voices for different characters. Let me give you an example. Alexa, ask JW.org to read John chapter 17.
Playing the Bible starting at John chapter 17.
Chapter 17. Jesus spoke these things, and raising his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come.
Alexa, stop. So it gives you kind of a neat insight into that where you have different, so like Jesus will all be read by the same person, John or, different Bible characters will be read by different personages. And that kind of helps really, I think, with dialogue, and you hear back and forth conversations, and I think it's pretty, pretty cool. And of course, the narrator will read passages we just saw there as well. There is one slight difference between this and the way the other one works. Let me demonstrate that. Alexa, ask JW.org to read Matthew chapter 5, verse 5.
Playing the Bible starting at Matthew chapter 5, verse 5.
Happy are the mild-tempered, since they will inherit the earth. Happy are those
Alexa,
hungering and thirsty.
Stop. Okay, so one of the unique features there is even though you can do verse-by-verse navigation, especially in the new portions of the Bible that have been recorded, it just doesn't read the single verse. It continues to play the rest of that chapter. So just bear that in mind, but it's pretty cool. I love the different different voices for different people and the different stories. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, so those are two core apps or skills, both free. Amazing amount of content there. and the ability to interact back and forth and hear from different translations and versions. So I think that's pretty snazzy. Now, I will mention, too, that you, of course, can buy a Kindle book on the Amazon store and have the A-Lady read it back to you. So that would include Bibles that support that that reading feature. I don't think there's an easy way. I think pretty much anything is included. But, yes, you could have that read back to you on your Echo. And then also, if you were to buy a Bible from Audible, which is another Amazon company, you could listen to that. For example, they have James Earl Jones reading the Bible. So that's something to be heard. But it's pretty snazzy if you do that. And by the way, just dipping back into an old goodie cheat that I mentioned way back when in an episode, often if you go in and buy the Kindle book and there is an associated Audible version of the book, which is the professional narrator reading the book, sometimes there's a checkbox by the buy button that says, hey, get it for an extra $5. You know, bucks or whatever. And that's usually a super cheap way to get both of those books. And they sometimes have whisper sync technology as well. So, for example, you could be reading the Bible on your Kindle tablet and you're in chapter 5 of Matthew. And then you could, you know, later your eyes get tired, you come back the next day and you could walk back over to your Echo and say, hey, play my Audible book, my Bible. And it would know what chapter you had left off on. And would pick up in the professionally narrated version approximately where you had left off. So those are some kind of cool features if you find a Kindle book that is whisper sync support between that and the Audible version of the book. So anyway, just thought I'd mention some of those things. It's often a topic that comes up with students, and I still get phone calls here in the office of people asking about using those apps and skills. All right, so that'll bring this episode to a close. We appreciate your listening this week. And it's time to turn the ears back on your Amazon Echo, start practicing some of the many things that you've learned. If you'd like to reach out to us, feel free to do so on Facebook or Twitter at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys. But until next time, start trying these apps, these skills, see what you think. And we thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by New Vision at Goodwill Industries of the Valleys, and also made possible in part by a grant from the Virginia Board for the Blind and Vision Impaired. New Vision is a program of Goodwill that provides information services and assistive technology training to individuals with visual impairments. Goodwill Industries of the Valleys is a non-profit organization serving Central, Southwest, and Southside Virginia. Goodwill's mission is to empower individuals, strengthen families, and inspire communities. And we thank you for listening. These shows are provided for educational purposes. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without written permission from New Vision.